K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Good evening. This is KEAPCQ. My name is Dave, and I'm taking 3 net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan net. Please call with your call sign and your name.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Good evening, David, NATRL, Dave in Thomas Township.
KEAAZN, Greg from Peterson, Michigan.
Greg, could you repeat your call sign, please?
Sure, that is Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu November, and that's KEAAZN.
KDAPAZ. Bert, no traffic.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KEAP staking KEAPCQ taking 3 net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan net. Please come now, your call sign and your name. We'll get started in a couple minutes. Good evening. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan net. My name is Dave. My call sign is KEAPCQ, and I'm located in Bay City, Michigan. I will be your net control operator for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 millihertz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow ham, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on EchoLink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and your location, and whether or not you have any traffic or announcements. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or in and out. I will now take check-ins from any EchoLink stations, EchoLink only. I will now take regular check-ins. We'll try again in a few minutes. First up, KC8YVF, Ron, and thank you for the wonderful presentation on Mastastic the other night. Good evening.
Good evening, Dave, and thank you for doing the net tonight. I'll have a new schedule up here in a couple of weeks for next year, so basically same rotation, so everything will go the same. Nothing falls on a holiday this year as far as the net, so we're good to go to the end of the year and continue on if everybody's good with that. Yeah, thank you kudos on the, I guess, on the presentation. Hopefully we answered a few questions. We probably piqued a few interests. We probably confused a few people. So hopefully it just helps to continue on with the discussion on that and get a few more people involved. So that's a good thing, I guess. For me, at least over the week, nothing, you know, just a normal work week. Thursday, though, at the meeting, Jay Cooper, who is one of the directors at MMR, dropped off a couple of tactical computers that he had left over. They've upgraded to newer machines that are Windows 11 compatible. These are not. They're older machines that won't take Windows 11. But got those. Boy, are those nice. Really nice computers. They are going to go in to replace the old notebooks that were in the county trailer. These have solid-state drives. These have screens that you can actually see. So very bright screens on these. Very nice. I'm working on them tonight, getting the software on. I talked to Jay. I said, is it possible to get some more of those? So I did. Was able to pick up one more. We needed three for the county trailer. Picked up a couple of notebooks, older notebooks. I'm not sure if I'm going to utilize those or not or where. We are also working with him to get replacement desktops to go down at 911, something that's quicker there than what we have. So that's coming. He said he's off until after first of the year, so it'd be at least a couple of weeks before he would get with that. Let me break. But anyhow, yeah, these are very nice. They will go well into the county trailer. USB ports, monitor ports, all of these things on them. I'm also going to get, he had offered me some, basically they're the same thing. So it's an all-in-one computer screen in one. You just add a mouse and a keyboard to it. So he said he'd get me two or three of those, and I'll see if I can. What's going to work the best for some of these applications? I need computers to go with the two portable WinLink stations. So if people get deployed to a Red Cross shelter or something like that, I have computers to go with them. So an all-in-one, one of these GTAC tactical computers would be really nice because they're very lightweight compared to a normal notebook. So we'll wait and see what I can figure out here, but that was a good thing, at least to go with. Get us some upgrades from what we had, which were computers. I know the ones at 911 are a good 15 years old, so they work for what we need them to do. They're just slow to boot up. With that, Dave, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. I'll be here for the second round. Back over to you, KC-YVF.
Well, thanks, Ron. He dropped them on the table and it piqued my interest. I was going to go over and dig right into them. They were kind of cool. Next up, NABRL, Dave, and Standby Greg. Good evening, David.
Contact.
Hello again, Dave. Well, let's see. Spent most of my day today in the afternoon, I guess, outside doing some, finishing up some cleanup before winter cleanup. I thought, how am I going to do this with the Lions game on? So I bit the bullet, got an old portable radio, plugged it into an outside outlet, and listened to the game while I did my cleanup. So that worked pretty well. I also recorded the game, so if there are any highlights that I wanted to see, I could go back and look at them. We'll see how that works.
I was able to check into the Michigan ARPS CNET tonight for the first time in a long time. Some noise on the band, but it was pretty open, a lot of 10, 20, and 30 over signals. It was probably 7 or 8 folks who checked in. And we got our replacement furnace in this week on Friday. So we have a new furnace. Should be good for the winter on that. I think that's our third one since we've had the house. It was a replacement under warranty, so there's no new warranty on it, with the exception of a lifetime warranty on the heat exchanger. And of course, that was parts only, so we had to pay for the install, which wasn't too terrible. For our hobby, I spent the last few days setting up a new digital station, new radio, old radio, I guess, finally took it off the shelf, with radio with a sound card, so no more signal link. Took a while, but I got everything playing, AC log and WJST and grid tracker all work together. Grid tracker's auto log into QRZ, club log, and EQSL for me. That worked out pretty well, but I had to also, with the new radio, I got a different laptop, so I had to download everything and get all the settings right, and something you don't do in 5 minutes. I think I've got it going pretty well. I still have some work to do on FL Digi to get that to work, so that'll be, I guess, next week's project. Thank you, Dave, for doing the NEC, KEPCQ from N8RL.
Well, David, that takes time. That digital stuff is not the easiest thing on earth. I had a contact out there, did I?
Yes, good evening, Dave. Sorry for butting in, but I'd like to check in on the net today over KC8STL Rob.
Count it for Robbie.
Sure, I'll be standing by. Thank you, net control.
Next up, K8AZN. Greg, welcome to the net.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. K8PCQ, this is K8AZN, and I, too, have been playing around with WinLink Steer today, and I also have FL Digi. I work with that as well, so I've got FL Digi to work occasionally. So I still have issues with it, but it is functional. I can see the waterfall display, and then I can receive fairly well there. So other than that, wind link there, I can do the telnet just fine, but the communication over the radio, I have a ICOM IC7100 that I talked to you guys here on tonight, and for whatever reason, I can't seem to get it to work, so I'm still working with wind link there a little bit. But other than that, I'm going to turn it back over to you there, Dave. This is KEA, KEN, back to KEA, CCQ.
Well, fine business there, Greg, and welcome aboard. Glad to have you. Next up, KD8PAZ Mini, and standby KC8VOA Rick. Good evening, Mini.
Well, good evening, KD8PCQ. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to all you guys on the net here. It's good to hear everybody in here. Haven't been doing too much. Went and spent some more money on groceries for Thursday, but other than that, haven't been doing much. I got to do the cooking. My daughter and son-in-law and grandkids will all be here. So anyway, I hope everybody has a nice Thanksgiving. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8PCQ.
Well, good luck on Thursday, Minnie. You know, you only need the three basics, and that's stuffing, gravy, and pie. So with that said, KC8VOA Rick, stand by KC8STL Rob. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Dave. I went and picked the turkey up yesterday. I wanted a turkey just below 14 pounds. I have a what they call a gas-powered air fryer. a Big Easy. It's an outdoor cooker. And instead of buying the peanut oil, I put the turkey in there and fry it in there. And it does pretty good job. I used to smoke them and everything else, and the kids said, as far as we're concerned, Dad, just do them this way in the air fryer. They're the best. So that's what I do. I got to get some brine made up and get this stuff made up ahead here. And looks like the weather conditions this week should be favorable to be able to brine it with, without having to worry too much about keeping ice in the brine bucket. Looks like temperatures be cool enough. And that's the other thing. Keep an eye on the weather this week. We have some potentials this week. With that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. KCAVOA, back to KEA-PCQ.
Well, Rick, that sounds like a great thing, that air fryer. I had a buddy that had one, and they came out very good. A lot safer than the oil. That said, KC8SDL, Rob, good evening.
That's right, Mike, to Dave. KE8L or KE8PCQ in the group, you know, Charlie, is up there. Well, of course, I didn't miss the startup, but was that right at 7? Because the phone rang, my dog started barking, we had a FedEx delivery at the front door, so I had to do that, and the mic was coming from Owasso, but here I am. Good evening to everybody on the net, and we'll wave a hand to Miss Minnie. Good evening, Minnie, all my good friends on the Savara net. I had a good weekend. I was babysitting. The dog babysat me. That fan went to do tickets at the steam train of Polar Express over the weekend, so she had a few days away from me. He probably adored a lot of that. But doing good, feeling much better, Dave. I got to see a doctor tomorrow, and I got a couple of doctors next week. But everything's looking good for me. And I played a little radio today there. I worked e-cars and mid-cars, and so everything's working good here. But good to hear you out there, Dave, and thanks for picking me back up on it. I do appreciate it there. So I'll head back to Net Control, and I'll be around for the 73 round. K8PCQ, KCSL. Take it away, Dave.
Well, Robbie, I don't know if you heard or not, but there was a train derailment on Saginaw there. Looked pretty bad, bunch of grain cars. With that said, are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night in Michigan net? Please come now with your call sign and your name.
This is November 8th, UL Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank Moon. Good evening.
Good evening, Bob. You're up.
I think you said I was up. Yeah, I was upstairs helping the wife decorate the Christmas tree, and I was looking for some more ornaments, and she goes, oh, that's enough for right now. And I looked at the time, and I went,
Repeater,
so I decided just to come down and check it out. Other than that, get some leaves picked up yesterday. I think one more go around and I'll be done. I'll wait another week or so and then I'll be done with the leaves. Other than that, not a whole lot happening here. Traveling out of town for Thanksgiving, so that's going to be a long trip. But it is what it is. Daughter wants to host it this year, so I said, okay. So us and I got another daughter that lives in Cleveland, and we're all going to my other daughter's house in Missouri. So that's about it for right now. Back to Net Control. This is an AQPR.
Well, let's hope you got good weather for that. Before I head to the top of the 7-3 round, are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan net? Please come now with your call sign and your name. Nothing heard. KC8YVF, Ron. 7-3 round and ADRL, Dave. Stand by.
Thanks again, Dave. Yeah, Bob, the leaves. I worked yesterday for a couple of hours again. Picking up the leaves, got as many as I could with the riding lawnmower, and then I went back with the push lawnmower and got it basically, so there wasn't a leaf in my yard. I knew that wasn't going to last because the neighbor's tree in the backyard still isn't down yet. So I looked out there today, and my backyard's covered again. So I won't get to it until next weekend and for over the holiday. So that means I'll probably be out there in rain, snow, or whatever we're supposed to get and cleaning up the last of them. So nothing more I can do. Then last night, went out to down to the Spirit Hockey game. The boss gave me his tickets. He wasn't going to be there for this weekend or next weekend, so actually I got both. So invited a friend of mine and his son, and my grandson and I went down to the hockey game last night. Unfortunately, they didn't do very well, but it was a good night. And then my daughter and son-in-law and the two kids are going to go next weekend, take the tickets for next week. So to give them a chance to get out and do something. So today I worked at starting to get the Christmas lights up. I got them up around the upper part of the house and the bulk of the down part, the bushes and things like that. I'll work on it at night over the next couple of nights here in between rain and snow or whatever else. Next weekend isn't supposed to be good. I normally don't turn mine on until December 1st, and I run them to January 1st. It's kind of been it, but I'm going to try and get some more stuff down from the attic out in the garage tonight that I need to get up and at least have them ready so I can get some stuff out tomorrow. I think tomorrow's still supposed to be an okay night. Don't care about temperature, just as long as it's dry. I'm not out there trying to put stuff up in the rain or the snow, but other than that, like I said, just working on these computers. So I got about I got like six of them I've got to do. I've got to install the software, Word and Excel, and Adobe Reader and WinLink on it. I got to go through and configure the WinLink on these. I'll take the other ones out of service. Only bad part about these that Jay said is they have to have a functioning battery to work. There are two batteries in each one. They are working. And he said, oh, yeah, he said, the great thing about these, they're cheap. They're only like $20. Well, I went online. I didn't find a battery for these for $20. Most of them were anywhere from $50 to $90 a piece. So if these go south, then these computers aren't going to work just off the power supply, supposedly. So we'll find out. We'll go from there at least and see if we get. But, yeah, they're nice touch screens as well. So you can do some things, start and stop programs. I'm trying to set them up so that we can do that. Screens aren't really big. They're 14-point-something screens, and the other ones we have were 15-something, so a little smaller screen. But the bright point is the bright monitor that we can see in the trailer, because a lot of those with the lights on and that get washed out and start.
TCYVF, TCVOA, you timed out
your teaser. Okay, yeah, that's what I figured when I came back. It beeped on me, but nobody came back. So, yeah, TCYVF, back to that.
Thank you. NADRL, Dave, and standby KE8AZN. 7-3 round, David.
Well, it's, everybody has a great holiday weekend. We're going to have a much smaller one this year than we usually do. A lot of the relatives are traveling, so we're just going to have a kind of a nice lazy day, play some games, watch the Lions. Incidentally, the Lions pulled another one off. Would have been nice if Chicago could have beaten Minnesota. Close one, but didn't happen. And I sympathize with everybody in their leaves. I still have them coming down. Usually it's well into the 1st of December before all the trees are done. So I just mulch them the best way I can and hope it doesn't get too cold so that they freeze before I have a chance to get them mulched up. Thanks again, Dave. KE8PCQ and ADRL.
Well, Dave, I put the last of the cutting equipment away today. And the little tiny ones are falling, and hopefully they rot, and they'll worry about them in the spring. KE8AZN, Greg, 7-3 round. Stand by, KD8BAZ.
Alrighty then, KEA PCQ, this is KEA AZN, and you know, it's always always good to hear from you guys, and I'll try to be on hopefully again tomorrow night. So other than that, 73 everyone, and for everyone that won't be on tomorrow's net, I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and look to hear from you guys in the future. If anybody wants to send me a Winlink message, that's KEA AZN. You're more than welcome to, okay? And I'll definitely try to get in and respond to you. Other than that, back over to you, KE8PCQ. This is KE8AZN, clear for now.
Greg, have a great week and a good Thanksgiving. 7-3. KD8PAZ Mini, and standby KC8VOA. 7-3, Round Mini.
KD8PAZ. Yeah, I'm going to fix turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing and corn and green beans and homemade biscuits. So anyway, my granddaughter is coming down from Midland to help me out. So in between there, we hope to get up some of the Christmas lights. So anyway, I hope everybody be talking to some of you tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ.
Well, have a good Thanksgiving and spend the time with the family. It's well worth it. 73, Minnie. KC8VOA, Rick, and standby KC8STL, Rob. 73, Round Rick.
Well, I'd like to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving, and those that are traveling, travel mercies. We're praying for you. Just one thing to keep in mind is to remember while we are being thankful, the reasons we're being thankful, and start a new tradition. Get yourself a little book and have each family member write down the reason that they're thankful, and someone else I heard did this, and they took and got the book back out. They started when the kids were little, and they've been doing it for 20 years now, and they look back at it, and they can see some tremendous growth and things that they had forgotten about, the reasons they were thankful for, and so blessed. So keep an eye on the weather, and take care. 73 from KCBOA.
KABAC, Repeater Saginaw.
You have a great week, Rick, and spend the time with the family, enjoying that Thanksgiving dinner. 7-3. KC8SDL, 7-3 Round Robbie, and standby N8KPR.
Good day, you're doing a great job on the site like you always do. KE8PCQ in the group. Charlie, laughing here. Hey, here, don't wave up. I'm pulling off, the wife says, come up upstairs. You got another delivery, I said to myself, yeah, I'm at the slow sub, but I'll be up. So it worked out. Anyway, Dave, you and Jamie have a good Thanksgiving. To everybody on the Savara net, have a really blessed and good Thanksgiving. And Rick, I like what you said, ditto. That's a good thing. Yeah, we do have a lot to be thankful for. We live in a country that we're not being told what to do or whatever. And it's just a good thing that we're Americans and everything like that. All right, Dave, 73 there. You have a good week there. I'm gonna take and she's gonna be doing the 1225 thing next weekend and the weekend after and the weekend after. So I will be, Zara will babysit me quite well. So 73, God bless you, Mr. Dave. You take care and everybody on the net. God bless you all. KEPCQ.
Okay, I'll have a great Thanksgiving, Rob, you and your family, and enjoy that time. 73. N8KPR, Bob, 7-3 Round.
Yep, if you're out there, still out there, Ron, I was planning on coming to the Meshtastic thing Thursday. I had notes in two different places so I could see them, but wouldn't you know it, it gets to be about 8 o'clock, and I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm supposed to be someplace tonight. Oh, well, maybe there'll be another time. But I don't even know if I'm really interested in it. I just kind of looked it up and seen a few things, looked at a few things, and I can't remember if I even looked at a video or not, but it was just something that, you know, it got my interest, so I wanted to see what it was actually about, but there may be another time. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Dave, and I'll be on here tomorrow night, and to the folks that won't be on here, have a fantastic Thanksgiving. So back to Net Control, this is NAKPR.
Well, have a safe week, Bob, and get the leaves picked up and finish up that driveway. NAKPR 73. Are there any closing comments or rechecks?
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Nothing heard. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins. And I will now turn the repeater back to normal amateur radio use. 7-3, everybody.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.